Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is a fun time. Again, you've heard on the last episode, just got back from a 2 Comma Club X cruise. And if for some reason you guys want to be involved in that next year, you got to go to Funnel Hacking Live this year, because that's the only time where we actually even offer people to join our 2 Comma Club X coaching program. But what happened was, and by the way, we actually are going to be going on a cruise again next year, or we're going to go to an all-inclusive resort. We're kind of deciding between the two. What I want to share with you real fast here is some of the things that we covered. So in the last episode, I talked about what basically James P. Friel kind of talked about during one of his masterminds. Today, I want to kind of talk to you about some of the things that I learned from Steven Larson. He's another one of our 2 Comma Club X coaches, and he was on the cruise, taught some of the masterminds. For those who were on the cruise, they actually had a huge advantage because Alyssa Stevens' wife wasn't able to come just because of family type of stuff and the kids. So they had they had Steven to themselves, and he just gave and gave and gave on not only on the masterminds he taught, but on individual ones late at night. And it's just, I don't know, our 2 Comma Club X cruise was just the most amazing experience ever. So again, if you want to be there next year, go to Funnel Hacking Live this year so you can actually sign up for our 2 Comma Club X coaching program. But what I want to dive into right now were three of the secrets that Steven talked about. And these all will apply directly to your business. It also will apply to your life. And I think it's super critical for you as you start realizing some of the people that are involved in our whole funnel hacking group and community just because of the experiences they've had. And I would hope that if you should be going to Funnel Hacking Live. So assuming you're going to Funnel Hacking Live, make sure you take the time to talk to the people. Get outside of your comfort zone and really spend the time diving deep into what they have to say. So one of the things Steven was talking about was as he was looking basically at going into 2019 and some of the things that he had learned in over the last couple of years, but what he was going to do different this year. He said, you know, the very first thing as I look at 2019 is I've realized over time that questions invite revelation. And he said, you know, there's a lot of things I need revelation for this year. I'm trying to grow my business. I'm trying to do, you know, he called a shot basically, you know, $4 million for this next year. And so he goes, that's 400 times what I did last year, more than 400 times. He goes, I don't have the skill set there. I don't have the people in my community. And he said, what matters most to me right now is to realize that questions invite revelation and I need revelation. So I wanted to kind of just mention that to you as you start looking at this year, to start asking better questions. And one of the things he said was, as far as the questions, he said they become really random for a lot of people. He said, for him personally, he's only looking at really one question, and that is, what is the number one immediate problem in front of me that I need to solve? And I thought, you know, that is awesome. If you can actually identify what the number one immediate problem is in front of you and all of your questions are focused on solving that problem, that in and of itself will take care of everything else. So again, this applies in your business, applies in your relationships, it applies in all sorts of different parts of your life. If you were to take a look for me personally, if I'm looking at this going right now, what is the number one immediate problem in front of me that I need to solve for ClickFunnels? So I run all of our top line revenue, I run all of our business development, all of our partnerships, all of our international growth opportunities, anything as far as all that kind of stuff that impacts our top line revenue, which obviously then falls to the bottom line, what is the number one thing I can do? And I can tell you for me, the number one immediate problem in front of me that I am trying to solve this year is to reduce our churn. We have over 1,000 people a day that hit the ClickFunnels website. Half those people sign up for a free trial. And then basically after the first 30 days, about half those actually make that first payment. And so I'm trying to find out, what can I do to help decrease churn? How can I impact more people's lives? How can I help more people, more entrepreneurs actually use ClickFunnels in their business, in their life, to get the goals, the dreams, the things that they've set. So for me, the number one problem that I can that's in front of me is that. And it was funny because before I went on the cruise, one of the things I ended up signing up for was a dear friend of mine, Dan Martell, is a guy who basically sold a company to Mark Cuban, FM Clarity FM, and as a SaaS owner, basically has he made a ton of money, but really he's taken all of his time and effort to work now with other SaaS companies. And typically he ends up working with companies who are just getting started. Only because I've known for a long time, I said, you know, Dan, I know we're not your typical client, but I still have some of the same issues that your clients face. And one of those is churn. He goes, well, Dave, I don't deal with clients your size. He goes, there's not anything in it for me. And I said, yeah, I understand that we're not giving you away equity or anything like that. But if you were to work with us, what would it be? And those are the types of questions I love to ask. Because if he was, what would it take? And we basically came to terms and he goes, okay, I actually will take this on. And so I ended up signing up, paying a large chunk of money to basically help us to reduce churn. And so for you in your business, in your life, what is the number one immediate problem in front of you? And start asking that question on a daily basis. And again, it's something I continue to ask. Even though I've hired Dan, I'm looking at it all the time. How do we identify churn? How do we actually impact different cohorts of churn? How do we, when we start looking at users, customer success, what do we do to have greater success sooner so they can stick with us longer? So realize once you start asking that number one question, that question, the immediate problem in front of you, it's then going to start getting you involved in other things as well. So identify first and foremost, what is the number one immediate problem in front of you, and start asking a bunch of questions about that. That is going to give you the revelation that you need. Next thing that Stephen talked about was this whole idea as far as too often people just read to read. He goes, I always read to hunt. I'm literally hunting. I'm trying to find the answer. I'm looking for applied learning. I'm trying to find from the masters, someone who basically took the time to put together a book. What's the one thing that I need? And so I find so many people who get in the situation where, man, I read a book a day or a book a week or whatever it is. And I'm like, why are you doing that? Are you doing it just to get a whole bunch of content in your head? Or are you truly on a hunt? Are you reading to hunt? Are you trying to find a way to solve a problem? And so it's been fun for me to watch Stephen. His whole focus has been on offers. And yesterday in the office, he was in there and Russell basically gave him two or three different books that he had just on offers. And I thought, as you start tossing questions out to the universe, you'll be amazed as far as how those things come back. All of a sudden, someone presents two or three books that you might need, or they introduce you to someone. So as you focus on the number one problem in your life and solving that one problem, you will find other resources come to you. You'll find the opportunity as far as books or courses. And understand that when you're doing this, read to hunt. I titled this just-in-time learning, and I got that just-in-time learning from Stephen. He says, you guys have to stop learning generally. Too often people, and I saw this take place in our Two Comma Club X coaching program, because we had so much content and there was so much amazing stuff out there that a lot of people just got in this idea as far as they were just learning generally. And take for example, it doesn't do you any good to spend time going through John's Facebook course if you don't even have your funnel up. Stop learning about Facebook until you get your funnel built. Realize that just-in-time learning is such a key principle in life. That is all you need to worry about right now, and only thing you need to learn is whatever is going to solve the number one immediate problem in front of you. So really make sure that everything you start hunting, learn, understand that you have to love to learn. And as you start gaining this love for learning, what you're going to find is you then start focusing on just-in-time learning. Right now, the only stuff I'm really studying is churn reduction. That's the number one stuff for me. That's all I care about. And if I can solve that one problem, I can solve a whole bunch of other problems later. But realize you have to stay focused, especially on your learning, especially in your reading. Read to hunt and focus your learning on just-in-time learning. The only thing you need to learn right now is whatever the number one problem is in front of you, and forget learning about everything else. With that, the other thing I want to talk to you about is this whole idea about modeling. And this kind of goes back to the situation I mentioned in the last one as far as assuming someone else's identity. And again, this is more of an identity hacking, not identity theft type of a deal. But realize that when you find someone who has already done what you're trying to do, they've already built a framework. And that framework literally is, if you follow the framework, that's 80% of the success. Stephen mentioned the remaining 20% of the success, that's your own creativity. But too often people try to do their own creativity and forget the framework. One of the things that Russell is literally the master at is creating frameworks. And it's fun for me to see how Stephen has learned that from Russell and does the same thing as he teaches. He teaches frameworks. If you would look at one of the things Stephen was talking about was this whole idea that becoming a framework master. He says, Stephen was saying that, you know, he personally hasn't ever read or studied Dan Kennedy's stuff. What he's done instead is he studied Russell, who has been a master student, studied for years all the gurus of the past and all their different frameworks to then help create his own framework from that. And by doing that, what happens is Russell's been able to literally put together decades into a day or into a couple of days. And then from that, Stephen has now been able to digest that piece of it and now has the framework that Russell was able to find as he spent years studying all the gurus and basically the framework mastery that he was able to study and put together. Stephen is now quickly able to adopt, put into his own life, and to have the massive success that Stephen had last year because of the framework that he had. So my whole focus here is to understand, first and foremost, questions invite revelation. And the first thing you need to do then is find out what's the number one immediate problem in front of you and solve that question. The second thing then is to then model those people who are already doing it. Again, the whole reason I hire coaches is because they're already doing it. They've already been down that road. So find out what the number one immediate problem is in front of you. Ask as many questions as possible to get answers to that. And one of those questions should be, who is the person that I can model? Who is the person who has the framework to help me solve that problem? By doing that, you have 80% of the success. And the other 20% is going to be your own creativity, your own color and flair that you add to that. So those are the first two things. The third thing is a question you need to start asking yourself on a regular basis. And that is, how can I increase my speed? Speed is one of the most amazing things to me. I've seen this take place in so many parts of my own personal life as well as in the lives of others. And that is, too often people get focused on being too slow to do things. Speed makes up for a lot of mistakes. It covers a lot of mistakes because you're able to get to the next thing quickly. Understand that you're always trying to find ways of increasing speed. One of the ways of increasing speed for me is hiring a coach. That's why you guys have heard me talk about this a ton of times. I hired a coach in my own personal life, Jerick Robbins, Tony's son. I hired him this last year. I ended up hiring Eric Cafferty, who has been my physical coach. I ended up hiring Brad and Ryan on my finances to help me on my financial coach. Those are the three coaches I had last year. Going into this next year, I'm still working with Eric, but I'm going to be working now with Dan Martell as a coach on helping me solve my number one problem, which is how do we reduce churn at ClickFunnels? So realize you have to be taking a look at these types of things and finding out what is the thing that you can do to help increase speed. Now, one of the things that happens for a lot of us, and I know myself in this, I've seen this especially with my kids, where I'll ask them a question, and they're like, I don't know, Dad, just tell me the answer. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to tell you the answer. But as I go back to them, they keep saying, well, I don't know, Dad, I don't know. And I said, I got this from Tony Robbins, and that is, anytime someone says, I don't know the answer, the best response, again, as a coach or as a person trying to help them is, if you did know the answer, what would it be? And what you're going to find is that most of us already have a pretty good idea of what the answer is, but we want someone to actually validate it for us or to give us the secrets. There is so much to solving problems ourselves by taking the revelation that comes to us and implementing that. So as you start looking at the problems of life in front of you and you're sitting there saying, I just don't know what the answer is, start to rephrase that question. Say, all right, if I did know the answer, what would it be? and then start taking action on what that is. The whole idea here is I want to make sure that as you take a look at this next year and as you take a look at the opportunities in front of you, that you realize that there are so many people out there willing to help you. So with that, the last thing Stephen made mention of, and I think is so critical, and it's more of a time management opportunity, but it comes down to focusing on doing 3 moves a day. What are the 3 things that are going to get you closer to your number one, solving your number one problem? What are the 3 things that if you did these 3 things today are going to get you closer to adapting the speed that you need in your life? What are the 3 things that are going to get you closer to getting the goals that you have? And each day, just focus on those 3 things. I think too often I've been guilty of this myself, where my to-do list is like, today I'm going to get 1,000,000 things done, or there's these 35 things I got to get done by the end of the day. That just doesn't happen. So as you start taking a look at it, and again, this kind of goes back to Gary Keller's The One Thing, and that is, what's the one thing? If I did this, everything else would become easier or unnecessary. And if you find what that one thing is, you'll typically find there might be 2 other ones that are really close there. If you end up doing the one thing first and then knock out the next 2, by doing those 3 things, you will find the speed is crazy in your life, because you get rid of all the clutter. It goes back to this whole idea as far as learning, as the idea as far as making sure that when you're looking at learning, that it's just in time learning. When you're looking at reading, you're hunting. Make sure that you're taking the time to focus. I think if there's one thing I could say out of all the success I've seen in our 2 Common Club members, our 2 Common Club X students, our 8-figure award winners, and that is focus. You've got to focus. And as an entrepreneur, we get so sidetracked by all the bright, shiny objects all around us. If you will take the time to focus and identify what's the number one problem you have right now and just spend all your energy in that, everything else will work. So with that said, I just hope you have the most amazing time ever. Again, you're going to get this podcast, probably listen to this, if it came out on time, towards the end of January, which means we are most likely almost sold out with Funnel Hacking Live tickets. Please, I would love to see you at Funnel Hacking Live. So please go to funnelhackinglive.com, get a ticket, and then find me at Funnel Hacking Live. Come up to me and say, hey, Dave, thanks so much for encouraging me to be here. This is the best event I ever could have attended. And again, I just want you to know we care about you. We love you, and most importantly, we want you to have success. And the greatest way of having success is by getting Funnel Hacking Live. Have an awesome day, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, could you please share this with others? Rate and review this podcast on iTunes. It means the world to me. Where I'm trying to get to is 1,000,000 downloads here in the next few months, and we've just crushed through over 650,000. And I just want to get that next few 100,000 so we can get to 1,000,000 downloads and see really what I can do to help improve and get this out to more people. At the same time, if there's a topic, if there's something you'd like me to share or someone you'd like me to interview, by all means, just reach out to me on Facebook. You can PM me, and I'm more than happy to take any of your feedback, as well as if there's people you'd like me to interview, I'm more than happy to reach out and have that conversation with you. So again, go to iTunes, rate and review this, share this podcast with others, and let me know how else I can improve this or what I can do to make this better for you guys. Thanks.